Okay, let's start our discussion of Parshas Tetzaveh, Tavshin Pehei, as we get into the Mishkan. Last week was the Kalim. This week, the first half is the discussion of the Begadim, and then we have Moshe Rabbeinu being Mechahen and installing Aharon and his children into the position. We're putting on their clothes and being Moshech them, anointing them. And we'll start off at the beginning. The beginning discusses the menorah, two psukim that have to do with the menorah before we get into the discussion of the Kohanim becoming Kohanim. The question that's dealt with is what this is doing here. But we're going to focus on the Rashi on the first pasuk. So, V'atah tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael, you, Moshe, who, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned here in tetzaveh. Tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael, you command b'nei Yisrael, v'yichu elecha, shemen zayizach kasis lamar. You shall take oil, specially pure oil, kasis lama or crush, to be used for light. Kasis lama or laha'alos ner tamid, to be ma'ale ner tamid, so that the light will always go up. This is the menorah. As we know, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, this is the symbol of Hashras Hashchina. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says it's lit at night. The Rambam says the menorah is even lit during the day. Because after all, it's not because it's dark, it's because it's the light to show the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So Rashi quotes, Kasis, Lama Or, Rashi, Kasis, Hazesamaya Kotesh Mamachteshes, Venotokhna Berichayim, the olives were crushed in a special, grinder, Kadeshalo Yehebo Shmarim, a special grinder that did not leave any dregs, Viachar Shahotzi Tipa Rishona, Machritzma Berichayim Vetochanan, Vashemana Sheni Pasla Menorah, the Kashal Menacha is only the first oil that comes out. That's the specially designated oil to use for the menorah. The first oil that comes out, the second oil can be used for the menachas to mix with the flour for the carbonous mincha. But the first oil is for the menorah. Shine'emar, kasis lama'or, v'lo kasis lamenachos. As we darshan from the pasuk, kasis, crush, lama'or, for the light, but not kasis lamenachos. Doesn't have to be kasis lamenachos. The second one could be for the Menachas. But we darshan a number of mafarshim say this, but we'll see it this year in the words of Rav Zevin in Latorah v'Lamoadim. Kasis lamar v'lo kasis lamanachos. Klomar, says Rav Zevin, oso hashemen shalachu l'menorah shebemikdash, that oil that you took for the menorah in the mikdash or in the mishkan, haitzorach lios kasis, b'ktisha v'tchina, yoser mishemen sheshtam shubo l'menachas. That has to be super crushed. Super crushed. It's the first oil that comes out, and it has to be refined in such a way that it's crushed over and over again more than the oil that is used for the carbonous bincha. Hamenora v'hamenachas shebemikdash, mishamsho semo latorah v'lamazon. The oil, the menorah, and the menachas are two symbols, right, in the Mishkan. No, menorah, many connections between the semel of Torah, the light of Torah, semo latorah v'lamazon, and the menachas symbolize food. Hamenorah misameles ner mitzvah v'torah or. The menorah symbolizes the light of Torah. Ha'or bichlal misyachis l'chachma. Light in general reflects chachma, wisdom. Kamo shekasav chachmas adam ta'ir panav. Mishemeven eza davar chachma li'ishuro. Somebody understands something, literally their eyes light up. There's a glow. Einav mi'iros. Eshiyesh chachma zaros, chachmas psulos. But there's other certain wisdoms that are not acceptable to Yahadus. Va'az ha'or hu or mat'eh. That type of or is a or that misleads. Kederach sh'amru b'chanaka ala yevanim shetimu as kalashmanim. Where the Shemin symbolizes Chachma Satara, Chachma v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yevanim who believed in other values that we don't believe in, they were matame the Shmanim. V'yeh Shemin mishchas kodesh, Chachma Satara, shibara mi'iras inayim. It's pure. So that's the menorah. The or of the menorah symbolizes Torah. V'hamenachos shehayu soles v'lechem, menachos that were made out of flour and oil, which are the ingredients for bread. Soles v'lechem hein dugmas hamazon shel ha'adam. That's the dugma. That's the symbol of food of a person. V'hamenorah v'hamenachos hishpiu kedusha v'tahara l'kol Yisrael gam b'chachmasam. And the menorah and the menachos were mashpia on all of Klal Yisrael, Shatia Chachmas HaTorah V'Gabim Mezonoseihem, Shiyu Tahorim V'Dekiyem Mikol Shemetz, Shal Isser, our Chachma, and our Parnasa should be pure, should be clear from any Shemetz, Shal Geneva V'Tarmes V'Chayotze. Fine. So that's the symbol of the purity. We have to have pure oil for our Torah and pure oil for our Parnassa, right? We have to be clean in the Beis Medrash and we have to have be clean at our jobs and our lives. But then you have this drasha that now Rav Zevin connects. HaTorah v'hamazon shneim einam ha'adam masigim menakel. Both of these are not easy to come by, right? If somebody to achieve in Torah, one has to work very hard and push themselves. And obviously Parnassa, right, as the curse of Adam Arishon, right, we have to go out and bezeyasapecha tochalechem, right, zeyasapecha. The Torah says zeyasapecha. This physical work, there's anxiety, there's worry, there's trying to make a living. So these two things, ein adam masigim menakel, shneim zekukim liyegia. They both require hard work, both Torah and parnasa. Al haTorah neemar im yomer lecha adam yagati v'lo matzasi. On Torah it says in Maseches Megillah, if somebody says I worked hard v'lo matzasi, but I did not achieve. Oh lo yagati matzasi, or I didn't work hard, but I did achieve. Al tamin, right? Don't believe them because they didn't get what they should have achieved. Uperper kiyavos haskin atzvah lo matarshi ani rushalach. That learning Torah, obviously being kona in Torah, striving and going up in Torah is hard. Adam sarach la'amol al divrei Torah lo mod b'mesiris. That's Torah. But on the mazon also, as we just said, va'adam la'amal yulad, man was born to work hard. Aval yesh hevdol b'neiem. So both of these have to be, so far, what do we say? Both of them have to be pure oil, different levels of purity, but pure oil. Number two, both of them require hard work, but there's a difference between the hard work of Torah and the hard work of Parnassa. Aval yesh hevdol b'neiem, ala Torah tzorach la'avod v'lasok, b'chol levavo v'chol nafsho, b'chol atzmuso mahuso. To a life in Torah and understanding Torah and following halacha, one has to give his whole self. But for the parnasa, it's up until there's a limit. There's a limit where we could say, okay, I did my ishtablus, right? There's never I did my ishtablus in Torah, right? We have to keep going. But when it comes to food, or our parnasa, then it's up to where it's hechrachi. Because, we can't go beyond. Not with every fiber of my being, and I work and I work and I work. No, there's supposed to be a limit in terms of our panasa, in terms of our making a living. Right? We shouldn't be making a pulchan, an avoda of my avoda. Right? We shouldn't be worshiping. That's what pulchan really means. We shouldn't be worshiping our avoda. Right? That's an avoda zara. Zara means strange. Anything other than avodas Hashem is the goal. So then that's a pulchan. Yigia kapecha kisoch al hashrecha v'tovlach. Right? Yigia kapecha v'lo yigia harosh v'halev. Fascinating, right? There says of Zevin. Right? Yigia kapecha. The work of your hands should be working hard and not the working hard totally of your head and your heart. So that's what he says here, a little cut off here, but that's what he says is alluded to in kasis lamar, below kasis lamanachos. Kasis, grind yourself, push yourself to the end when it comes to mar, when it comes to light of Torah. Ketisha v'tchina va'avoda atzuma, shal kal ha'adam tzrichalios mukdeshes rak b'shal ma'or, v'lo b'shal manachos, b'shal ha'torah v'lo b'shal ha'lechem. Obviously, we have to work hard in parnasa and avoda too. That's the curse of Adam, and we have to fulfill that. And it says in our Ksubis that we have to support our family. But in terms of Torah, in terms of that we have to work even more. And again, it's as the Pasuk that he quoted, Adam la'amal yulad, right? We have to work hard in life for something. We get to choose. What are we going to work hard in life for? Because that is, we get to choose where the hard work is, where the amelos is. So we have to put it in certain places of Kedusha v'Tahara. So that's the Kasas Lamar, as B'nai Yisrael worked hard in setting up the Mishkan, we get the Remez that we have to work even harder to dedicate our lives to Torah. Again, not just learning Torah, but living Torah and being Ovdei Hashem in all areas. Okay, so that is Shemen, Shemen Zayizach. But let's go back for a minute to the word right before Shemen. Right, V'atat Tetzavez B'nai Yisrael v'yikhu Elecha. You should take for you. Who's the you? Like, take for you, Shemen Zayizach, this really means tell B'nai Yisrael to take for, right? Moshe's talking to B'nai Yisrael, take, it should be right in plural, and it's just said singular, but it really means in plural. So suggest the Ramban and the Meshech Chachma. No. This is individual to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yikhu Elecha. Take for yourself. What's the Elecha? So says the Ramban, first we see the Ramban, then the Meshech Chachma, says the Ramban, we didn't have olive trees in the desert. Right? Where'd it come from? It came from, they took it out of Mitzrayim. Ein lohem derech la'asos oso ba'midbar. Rakim haya etzlam mishmeres. Right? They didn't have it, they didn't get to make it in the Midbar. They had it, they brought it with them, which the Vahanesiim Hevi'u, the Nesiim brought it, which if you think about how much oil they needed, as Rashi quotes it, you needed enough oil for every night, and they brought that for 40 years. Right, some of the Mefarshim wonder how that was possible. The unbelievable nisim and niflo, just the amount of oil that had to be taken. We had discussed that in the past about maybe it was just a drop in and it would burn miraculously. But the Ramban says it was all brought. Vahata'am elecha. What does elecha mean? They shall bring it. Meaning they didn't have to make the oil. It says v'yikhu elecha. They will take it and bring it to you, Moshe. Sheyavi'uhu lefanav v'hu yir'enu. Imhuzach v'kasis karaui. Moshe, you will put your stamp on it to know if it is crushed and pure enough. They'll bring it in front of you. There is no Gemara like this, that Moshe or the leader, or let's say after, right, Aaron HaKohen becomes the Kohen Gadol. Now maybe he would be the one, but it says here that there has to be a stamp of approval of the leader to be able to say that this is okay, right? Not only Tahar, but physically pure enough. Some say that explains the Hanukkah story, right? Something's unusual, right? We only could find, by the Gemara in Shabbos, only could find one little cruse of oil with the stamp of the Kohen Gadol. What's the stamp of the Kohen Gadol? Where does that come from? Where does it say anywhere that every oil has to be stamped with the Kohen Gadol stamp? So some say it's this Ramban. Is this Ramban right here? Again, it's not in Shas anywhere, but it's right here in this Ramban. This Elecha, this word Elecha, that's the Remez. That's the Remez that there has to be a stamp of approval for this by the leader, by the Kohen Gadol, for the oil. So that's Elecha. They'll bring it to you to get the stamp. But there's another idea suggested by the Meshech Chachma. Says the Meshech Chachma, Elecha, Yitachain. What Yitachain always means, he's going to come up with his own creative possibility. Yitachain, it's possible, says the Meshech Chachma. Elecha here, he's connecting it to similar to the Lecha at the beginning of Lech Lecha. Remember Lecha, Rashi quoted, Lahana Ascha. For your benefit, Avraham, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. For your benefit, Lahana Ascha L'Tovascha. So the Meshech Chachma is going to say something similar here. V'yikhu Elecha. Again, both, like the Ramban, Elecha is specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu. So v'yichu elecha, yitachein al pidivrei harab Avraham ben Ezra. The Meshech Chachma knew everything. He's going to quote an Eben Ezra for the beginning of Aloscha. The Ben Ezra there says, sha'afal bisha amru, kal divro shenidmar hakadosh baruch hu im Moshe, lo haya ela bayom. Chazal darshin, in the Mechilta, that Hashem always spoke to Moshe by day. Shene'emar, Biyom diber Hashem el Moshe. On the day, right, it could be the opposite of other Nevi'im, which Hashem will get to soon, which only saw Hashem b'chalom. But biyom diber Hashem, Hashem spoke to Moshe by day. Even though that's true, the Eben Ezra has a chiddush gadol. B'chol zeh, kishahayu haneiros dolkim, but when candles were lit in the Mishkan, haya kayom, it had the status of day. V'diber imo balayla, and then Hashem spoke to Moshe even by day. So, says the Eben Ezra, when the Pasuk says, and the Medrash darshins, that Hashem spoke to Moshe only by day, doesn't mean by day, it means by light. By light. So, it used to be only right before the Mishkan, before they had the menorah, so it was only by day, because then it was dark. But, says the Eben Ezra, once they had lights, then Hashem could speak to Moshe even at night, because it was a din in light, it was not a din in night. Well, Lezeh Amru, and says one would think, even if we get back to Meshech Chachma, why would that be? Why would Hashem only speak to Moshe by day? Right? He would speak to Moshe all the time, right? It wasn't, as we know, the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu was awake. Moshe Rabbeinu had all his faculties. Moshe Rabbeinu saw with clarity, and Moshe Rabbeinu could start the conversation. So look at that number three, with clarity. So maybe that's a remez. It's alluded to in the fact that Hashem only spoke to Moshe by day and light. Light symbolizes clarity, and maybe that was the clarity that Hashem appeared to Moshe with, right? It was not like the other Nevi'im, right, even later on. We mentioned in the Ramban later on in the Parsha. The Ramban and the Vilna Gaon's comment on the Ramban regarding the Urim V'Tumim, that the Urim V'Tumim were inside, according to Rashi and the Ramban. The Urim V'Tumim were Shem Hashem on a cloth put in between the folds of the Choshen. And then the Kohen Gadol used to ask the questions, or somebody asked the questions to the Kohen Gadol while he was wearing the Choshen, and the letters lit up, and you had to decipher and put the messages in order. That's not Moshe Rabbeinu. That's other Nevi'im. Right, it's other Nevi'im and the Kohen Gadol, and that was a different mechanism. That's the Kohen Gadol. Remember, Tumim, you had to unscatter and put them in order, like we know from the Vilna Gaon with Chana and Keshera, Shikora, right? The mistake that Eli made in interpreting the letters. But that's all. That's not clear. And that's not Nevuah, that's Urim V'Tumim, but Moshe Rabbeinu had clarity, so maybe that's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu by day, or the Eben Ezra extends it by light, because that reflects Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. Also, the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Matos, if you remember, it says, Bizos Yavo Aaron Al HaKodesh. And Rashi there says, Bizos, all other Nevi'im were Misnabi, Beko Amar Hashem, Ko, they saw Nevuah, and they put it into their own words. Bizos is that, specifically, this bizos yavar, zos means that you could point to it. Whenever it says ze or zos, you could point to it. Ze maisa menorah. Benenu ze sorer moreh. Hachodesh ze lachem. Ze always means clarity and you could point to it. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. So that's reflected by light. By light. And again, we would have thought by day, lagid baboker chastecha, but the Eben Ezra tells us even light. Back to the Beis Chachma. V'la ze amar on line 7, v'yikhu elecha. Pirish, and that's what it means. Elecha, Moshe, take for you. Take this oil and light for you, because with this, you're going to have more time to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you light this menorah, when you tell them, so then this is good for you. This is La'anascha. L'ze amar v'ikhu elecha, pirish, l'tzor chacha, sheha'adam daito bahir, ba'es ha'or, Moshe Rabbeinu's das, clarity, k'mosh ein ora ela simcha, v'lezehu l'tzor chachanas nefesh, Moshe lahadibur sheyeshore mitoch simcha. He connects it not only to clarity but simcha. When there's light, there's this happiness and this and the shalvas hanefesh and there's simcha. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he would have light, he would have that simcha. That is why it is for just special for him. And that's v'yichu elecha shemen zayza kazis lamar lahalos ner tamid. The Meshachachman then continues and says the rest of the pasuk is referring to later generations. Avachukas olam ledoros echem eis b'nei Yisrael. In this generation, says the Meshech Chachma, v'yikhu elecha shemen zayizachas eslamar. In this generation, you pick the shemen for you, because you're going to have special nevuah in this generation. For future generations, it's not going to make a difference. Light or no light, they're only going to get it in Bachalom. And that's why it says, but for future generations, it's a chok. This is what has to be, not dafka for the nevuah. Avachukas olam darosam eis b'nei Yisrael, sheladoros, continues the Meshech Chachma, hu chok belitam. Gezerahi milafanai, she klum laora anitzarech, like he quotes the Chazal, do I really need light? Hello, kolar b'em shana, lohok laoro. I had an aniyakovit and the fire in the midbar. So I don't really need the light. And that's why the Rambam says the light is not only done at night, but even done in the morning. Vidok. So this is the Meshech Chachma Elecha. Then he just adds one more line. Umizer remez l'mashakasav b'sma, the k'shaneiros dolkim mutar ladun b'layla. That we know the halacha is, the Gemara tells us, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Choshen Mishpat, that donin b'yom v'gomer b'layla. When it comes to dini mamonis, you have to start by day. You have to start by day. You can't start a din at night. The Sma says, oh, maybe if you have candles, nowadays, electricity, you could even judge at night, because it's a din in light, not a din in day. So it says the Meshech Chachma, maybe that Sma is connected to this Eben Ezra in our case. Just to note that that Eben Ezra in Baal Oscha is not without controversy. That he says with the light, it's Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be able to see, right? The Ramban is not happy. The Ramban says, Chazal say day. What is the heap coming in with light? It's a thing of day, right? What is that? Bechilta, he quoted. Called Dibra Shenemra, Nibra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lohaya Ela Bayom. It's Bayom, it's not Ba'or. So what's Eben Ezra talking about? So the Ramban there argues on the Eben Ezra, the Abarbanel defense. The Abarbanel says, no, we know Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem 24/7. right? If it was true that it was only by day, then why do you have to separate from his wife for? Right? He would know at night he doesn't speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it has to be that that possibility exists, says the Abarbanel there in Baal Oscha. So therefore it's not so simple that it would only be what the Pashup Shad is of Yom. Okay. We continue. Says the Pasuk. So now we get into the Begadim Va'ata. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, come close, bring close. Hakrevi Lecha, bring close your brother Aaron and his sons, Lachahano Li. Bring them close, Lachahano Li, to be Kohanim for me. Lachahano Li, Rashi, Lekadsho, Lahachniso Bekahuna Al Yedei HaBegadim. To bring them into Kahuna through the Begadim Shi, Kohen Li. They'll be a Kohen for me. They'll be, right, the big thing, the Kahuna. Again, maybe we could think about the Rashi in Shmos, as Moshe is doing this. Maybe, is it hard a little bit for Moshe Rabbeinu? Remember Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare. Finally, after he says so many times, I don't want to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you know what? Because you refuse so many times, then I had a thought that you were going to be the Kohen Gadol. But, you know, you're not. You're not. It's going to be your brother. And you will be the Levi. But again, that's what, maybe that's a little bit going through Moshe Rabbeinu's mind, in this discussion. But again, that was, if you remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told that to Moshe Rabbeinu at one of the, not going to find it right now, but he said in the, one of the Rashis in Shmos that's going to come from you. Okay. In any case. So Moshe is going to make them, help them become, call him Lachahano, Lachahano Li. What's the message of Lachahano Li, Lachahano Li for me? So the Rav Nassan Adler, the great Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, suggests as follows. What does it mean, Lachahano Li? Based on a Machlokas Ramam Ravid. We don't usually have Machlokas Ramam Ravids here in the Parsha Shir, but this year we will have one. Machlokas Ramam Ravid. We know some of the Big Day Kahuna had Shatnez in them, had Kilayim in them. So that's a problem. But as we know, that's the principle of Ase Dochelos Ase. Right? Some Ase Dochelos Ases aren't just, happen to be like Mila Bitsaras. A baby has a saras spot on his foreskin. That just happened to be. But sometimes it's inherent, right? There are two examples. I mean, ultimate tzitzis with shatnez, right? That's if one's wearing, you know, wool. Tchelis is defined by as wool. Or yibum. Yibum is inherent. There's an isra of eshes ach, but there's a mitzvah of yibum. And big day kahuna. Right? And there might be differences. Tosfos has this line in the first parak of Yevamos. There might be differences between Asi Dochalos Asei that has inherent, that always is Asi Dochalos Asei versus where it happened to be. Right? There might be a difference between those. Let's see. So the last Rambam Ravid in Hilchos Kilayim. You have it there in source number 5, and then we'll get back to source number 4. Source number 5, the Rambam on the right. The Rambam says, HaKohanim Shalav Shubik Tekehuna Shalob B'Shas Avoda. The Rambam says, Kohanim, obviously, we're big tikkahuna when they do the avoda, and they're allowed to. Not only allowed to, they're obligated to. Shalom b'shas avoda. If you look at the shlokin, the Rambam says, if they happen to wear them after they finish the avoda, and they don't take them off right away, malchus. They're good malchus. It's an aveira. You have to take them off right away because it's only mutter because of asi dochalos haseh, right? When you're not doing the avoda anymore, take them off. Mipnei ha'avnei shu kilayim. The avnei, the belt has kilayim. V'lo hutru bo ela b'shas avoda shehi mitzvah saseh. It's only allowed during avoda, which is a mitzvah saseh, kamo hatzitzis. Just like tzitzis, one is only allowed to wear tzitzis when one is wearing tcheles with shatnez only at the time that you become the mitzvah. And the Ravid argues, the Ravid says, no, I think the Rambam's wrong here. The Ravid is more makel. Ta amar Avram, ta abazeh. Shari amru biyuma, quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Paraklot, Baalo, Kohen Gadol, b'mikdash afilu shlobashas avoda mutter. If it's in the mikdash, they can wear it even shlobashas avoda. Right? They don't have to take it off the first second. Umayt, the Gemara, nami b'nei avnei. Also, I don't see it. Why does he say avnate? The avnei mishum kilayim, atu choshen ve'efo milesbu kilayim. The choshen ve'efo, the strings also had kilayim. So why does the Rambam mention that? So again, the second question, which is not our topic now, which is a very remarkable question. You might say that's maybe the Rambam is talking about Kohen and a Kohen Hediot and not Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol might be different. Maybe the Rambam would agree that by Kohen Gadol, who wears the choshen ve'efo, then it's even shalom b'shas avoda. right? But by the Kohen Hedyot, he's talking about B'shas Avodah. And there are others that say maybe the Rambam, the Raavad Machlokes, is what we call Hutra and Dechuya. According to the Rambam, it is Dechuya. The Aver is still there, but you push it off. And therefore, you have to take it off right after you finish the Avodah while the Raavad holds. Hutra, the Aver disappears, so you have a little more flexibility in terms of the Begatim. Okay, but in any case, this is the Machlokes Rambam Raavad. So says the Rav Nassan Adler, maybe this is all alluded to in the word li, right here, meaning an important halacha relating to this, right? Bring Aaron HaKohen, Moshe, bring Aaron HaKohen and his children close, l'chahano li. So what is that? What is that? So let's see, says the Rav Nassan Adler, quoted here in the source number 4 in the Torah Ladas, relo huchabu ela b'shas avoda, mishamasi dechalosa say, fahad amr chazal. So now the Rav Nassan Adler has a chiddush. Chazal tell us that we can even do mitzvahs, even shalo lishma. Right, in order to lead to lishma. La'olam yasa gadam b'torah v'mitzvahs afila shalo lishma, shibitoch shalo lishma ba lishma. Suggests Rav Nassan Adler, this idea of doing mitzvah shalo lishma, that's only when there's no counter pressure. Doing it shalo lishma is better than not doing it. Zeh b'shar mitzvahs. Aval b'mitzvahs sheyesh ba'aveira, but av mitzvahs that have asi dochalosasei, v'ni teres rak mishum asi dochalosasei. If you have mitzvahs like that, and it's only because you're doing the asay, mochrachim l'kaima rak lishma. Wow. You have to have lishma in mind. If you don't know you're doing the mitzvah, so then you can't do it. Asi dochalosasei only works, you might say it's automatic. No. Says the Rassan Adler, Asi dochalosasei only works if you're b'mekayim the mitzvah lishma. Avo b'mitzvah sheish ba'aveira, v'niteres rak mishum asi dochalosasei, mochrachim l'kaima rak lishma. But if you don't have kavana l'shei mitzvah, then just the aveira is going to be left, and therefore you're not going to be able to do it. And the chayin, kasav kan, v'asu b'idei kodesh la'aron achicha, ulavanav l'chahano li. You have to tell them that they have to have proper kavana. Yish l'chavid b'mitzvah zu l'shem shamayim li l'shmi. Because after all, why? Because look what the materials are. Shekazav acharav, achareza, v'michu es hazaha, pasuk hei, v'satcheles, v'sagarman, v'salat sashini, v'sashesh, v'yish begadim shem rukavim mikilayim, l'chein tzrichem l'chavim l'shem ha-mitzvah, k'dei sha'asi titcha es halos ase. So that li is a reference to the lishma element that is required. Okay. Moving right along, something I think that we maybe did many, many years ago, but it's something that we have to review. Something to review again. So we have the begadim. These are the begadim of the Kohen, the first begadim. The first baguette that's listed is the ephod. The ephod, the apron, was called the apron. It holds the choshen in place. We've discussed in the past the long Rashi, where Rashi says, I don't know what the ephod looks like, but li bi omer li, my heart tells me this is what I think. And Rashi saw a story, but Rashi saw the woman on the horse with the aprons, then he saw, that's, he said, oh, that's what the ephod looks like. Okay. But part of the ephod on top, the ephod is in the back, and then it goes over the shoulders, has straps going over the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, and then the Choshen is connected to those straps. But the Pasuk says, on the top of those straps, on his shoulders, he has two stones, the Avni Shoham, with six names of the Shvatim on each one. Shisha Mishamosam, Pasuk Yud, Avo Evan Achas, six names on one stone, Vashmos Hashishano Sarim, and six names, the other names, Hanosarim, that are left over on the second stone. So the Mefarshim, I gave it to you here from the Shemin HaTov in source number 6, in the second volume of the Shemin HaTov, he first quotes the Maharal Diskin, these Mefarshim are bothered, what is the word Hanosarim that are left over? Obviously, you know they're 12 Shvatim. So if you do six on one, you do six on the other. What do you mean the six left over? You're right, they're left over after you do the first six. But what is the message? We know that even that, without that word, Hanosarim, we would know exactly how to do it. So first, the Shemin HaTov quotes a halachic chiddush based on that. Lashon HaKasav Kasha, source 6. Tosef milas Hanosarim lalo tzarech lichora. What do you need that word Hanosarim for? V'lama lo yaspik lomar she shisha al evan echas v'shisha al evan ashenis. That would have been fine, right? What just say 6? Umatzazi b'mar al diskin chiddush nifla. He says maybe, without saying why, but he says maybe the Torah is emphasizing, for whatever reason, that if you did it out of order, if you created the second Evan Shoham with the second set of six, then it will be puzzle. It has to be Hanosarim from the first. The lafi lashon akasev bein l'shitas Ratzi bein l'shitas Harambam b'sidak sivas Hashemos. Either way, there's different orders. Im yichtavu elu hatzrichim li kasev ala even Hashenis. If the ones that were written that need to be written on the second stone, im yichtaveim rishona yehi pasul. If they're written first, it will be pasul. Delo avi ano sarim. They're not no sarim. Tahainu demuchrach lefateach Shemos ala even achas tchila. Do the first one first. V'achar kach yu hashisha Hashenis no sarim. So he says maybe that's a message. That's one message. Derech Agada, and then he says, but let me tell you another deeper idea right now, Derech Agada. Dehine, Tachlis Pituchei Hashemos ala Eifod, Shenasa Aaron, right, why they're six and six, unlike, let's say, the Choshen, which has one Shevan on each stone, here you have six and six, Debala Achid is called Klal Yisrael, Aide Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is the representative of the entire Am. Right, he goes in, he does the avod on Yom Kippur. All of Am Yisrael are meuchad in the Kohen Gadol. Ukiyadua yudbeizim a Kohen Gadol ave gematria echad. Okay, 12 shvatim plus one. You can always add one in the gematria plus one for the Kohen Gadol. That equals echad 13. Vizeo kinyin shenomer beYaakov vayikach me'avni hamakom. Remember the avanim in where Yaakov slept. Me'avni hamakom vayasem merasho sav. And Rashi quotes that they were fighting, and what they do, they became one. They were made one. The 12 stones were made one. The osam yudbeis avanim shall shift ka nasu even achas kemochin the Kohen Gadol also. There's two, but it's one. I mean, it's not 12. Two, one on each shoulder, but it's connected through him. Al yedei Kohen Gadol nasa hakol yudbeis shvatim lachativa achas al kisvos ha'efod shall Kohen Gadol. On his shoulders, he holds. He bears the am. He bears the am. V'lachin nomer lahalon v'avanim tiyan al shemos v'yisol shem esrei haynu lo hashemos al ha'avanim el ha'avanim al hashemos ta'tachlus hu la'achid es hashvatim. The tachlus is to bring them together, and therefore we have to look at every Jew is the notar of the first group. Right, there is shisha on one stone and the shisha hanosarim on the other stone. The zeh anosarim yayud beis daynu achuzim ukshurim zebazeh. Right, leftover. Leftover means you're connected to the original. And now the Shemen HaTov. There's the Shemen HaTov writing 50 years ago. Ubedarenu matzanu she'elu she'yotsu megei ha'hariga b'shoa nikra im no sarim. Says, there was something called survivors. Right, Holocaust survivors, he says. That's what they're called. V'zeu tos nora. Says the Shemen HaTov, that's true, but it's not true. Dekulanu af elu she'hayu ba'America. The nidmelanu shelo ayu sovlim mide yom bayom yisurim no ra'im ka'achinu b'nei Yisrael. He says we here in America, right? He was a rabbi in Williamsburg. He says we don't look at ourselves, right? Everything was fine and good. We were on the other side of the world, right? We're not survivors. They in Europe, they were survivors, but we're a different world. We're a different group. Avo b'daito shelosa Russia says Hashem and Ato, what the Germans wanted to do, Rachmana Litzlan yimach shemam gamalenu hayachar b'shlufa il malo yachal. They would have come across the world. Right, they had plans. They wanted to get every Jew in the whole world. So, you know, on the surface, it looks like only they are survivors, but really, the entire Jewish people are one. V'alkein kol elu shenisharu b'chayim have no sarim. Obviously, not psychologically what the trauma that was gone through, but in terms of how one every Jew has to look at themselves as chativa achas, one connected group, so that. Everyone has to look at themselves as no sarim. V'tzrichem lahargish eszeh shekulanu yachad chelik mechaticha achas. We are no sarim, right? Shisha achas and shisha achas. V'zeo avodas kohen gadol lahashpia shekol echad mehayud beiz avanim yechelik me'efod. And that's why you have the ephod. You don't just have the stones on the choshen. You have the ephod, where they are on the shoulders. And why did Aaron HaKohen Zoche? As we know, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us why was Aaron the one to carry these stones on his shoulders? Right? Because he had that achdus feel. The Zacha Aaron Umrim v'tumim v'choshen mimashenemer v'roacha v'samach libo. Right? He was able. The Oso Halev Shesamach Zoche l'choshen alibo. He had enough room in his heart to be happy. Just as happy for Moshe without any slight feel of jealousy. His younger brother. Just to be happy with his godlus. Who says he's right to have it. So So that's the achdus that we have to feel. And I would say always in history, but especially even over the last year and a half, one might say that Jews outside Eretz Yisrael, outside the land of Israel, you know, feel one step removed. And they do feel one step removed, but they have to not feel one step removed. They have to try to connect as much as possible to recognize we're still in a state of war, and that we need Rachmei Shamayim, with a lot of Siyata Deshmaya, with our Hishtavos. And then he just ends off. He says, Vine Pitkam Amerikai. Right? There's an American saying, Omrim, She'ein Nafkusa. There's no difference in Omrim. Say, if you say six, or you say half a dozen. Ochatzi Mimida, Nikre's dozen. Taino Mido, So Yud Beis Beitzim. Give me six of those, half a dozen. So says the Shemana Tov, there's a big difference. Right? We're not six, we're half a dozen. That's a big difference. V'zeo Hefech Mibatat Yudi Torani. It's the opposite. The opposite of the Jewish outlook. Shehu mehano sarim miyud beishifteka v'nafgamina gedola. So if somebody ever says, right, half a dozen, that's the right way to say it. Eggs don't really make a difference, but in terms of people. Okay, meaning we're half a minion. We're not five Jews. We're half a minion. If in the middle of counting that. Okay, related to this, and another message about Achdus is from Rav Soloveitchik, also from Vono Adati Shama Libnei Yisrael. This is later, actually. This is later in the Parsha, when we talk about once the Mishkan was set up, so then, the Torah says that there's a base vah, there's a vi'idah, that's a meeting place. A meeting place. Oh, a moed, right? Moed means a meeting place. So a meeting place usually is not a conference hall, Rav Soloveitchik says. A meeting place is usually reflective of a private, more of a private meeting place, right? Asher v'no adati shama l'bnei Yisrael. Says Rav Soloveitchik, usually what he likes to call a rendezvous, right? That's Rav Soloveitchik's word that he uses for a private meeting. You know, the world out there uses rendezvous sometimes often as a man and a woman in, certain types of meetings, but Rav Soloveitchik said, no, it's a special private meeting. Usually a rendezvous involves just two individuals, right? The verse says, will two walk together unless they agree? Pasuk in Amos. The prophet speaks of a rendezvous between two. While here millions are involved in the rendezvous, right? We're all going to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan. Actually, in fact, says Rav Soloveitchik, it's also within two. It's two. It's not millions. Physically millions, but between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe in the Ohel Moed. First, it's Hashem and Moshe. But later on, by Aliyah LeRegel, it expands to include multitudes. At that point, the Torah introduces a new concept of rendezvous or vi'ud, or mo'ed, between the Almighty and enormous numbers of people. It could still be called a rendezvous because the Knesset Israel appears here as an individual. HaKadosh Bnei Yisrael, says Rav Soloveitchik, is not just a conglomerate, a crowd, a horde of many people. There can be no rendezvous between a multitude and an individual. A rendezvous involves the element of confidentiality, of privacy, something which cannot take place in the presence of many people. Right, we've mentioned in the past the difference between shutfim and tzibur. Shutfim are many, many partners in a business. Tzibur is a unit. Tzibur is one. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created by starting with the Mishkan and continuing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only agreed to a rendezvous with the Knesset Yisrael as an individual, as Achosi Kala, as he quotes from the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The Mishkan was the place of meeting between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, right? That's how it started. I'll meet you between the Kruvim, but it expanded to Klal Yisrael. And one has to recognize that Klal Yisrael is one, as we just saw from the Shemen HaTov, and turning over to source number 8, a Jew is summoned from time to time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jew will never delay this rendezvous. He will never break this rendezvous. He will never postpone. A Jew never says, it's cold today, I would rather put on tefillin tomorrow. Judaism itself is a rendezvous when we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest of ways. Okay, we continue. Says the source, Chavches Lamites. Chavches Lamites. We are now, after all, towards the end of the Begadim. Towards the end of Begadim, and the we have the summary of Moshe Rabbeinu putting on the Begadim, and we have a summary in Perek Chavches Pasuk Lamites. We have the list of the big day Kohen Hedyot. The Ketones is the shirt. The Bitzefes is the hat. The Avnet is the belt, Maaseh Rokem, and then we have the Michnasayim later. The Rav Saratskin in Lazayim Latorah, source number 9, points out, interestingly, that there are two begadim that don't fit exactly. We know the Michnasayim and the Ketonis, they have to fit exactly. The Gemara even says in Mesachas Vachem, if it doesn't fit exactly, it's puzzle. But there are two that are wrapped around many times. The Avnit, the belt, that's wrapped around a lot, and the Mitznefes. The Mitznefes is not a hat like we know we have a hat, like you put on the hat. It's more of like a turban that you wrap around, right? These are the two. On the head, right, the Avnit is the belt, and the Mitznefes, right, the Mitznefes says, the Zayim LaTorah, Erka Tezayin Amma, V'Avnit Rachbo, Kimo Gimel Etzbos, V'Arka Lamed Beis, Amma, Mashay Avnit, Arach Yotami, and Mitznefes Muman. Okay, is there a message why these two dafka were, you know, very long? Line 13. V'lama nishtanu beiz begadim eila hamitznefes v'ha'avnet shema ruchim ma'od. They're very long. You see any pictures of the, in the picture books of the Mishkan, the belt goes around and around. It's not like once with a clip. It goes around and around. Then the hat goes around and around. V'osim mehem krach al gabe krach u'lefifa al gabe lefifa. Wrap and wrap. So says Rav Saratskin, where do these begadim going on? V'yesh lomar. Sheshnei dvarim, and he quotes a chazal in a totally different context, but he makes it al derech drush. Shnei dvarim einam b'rishus l'shaladam v'asana kazav kilo einam b'rishus. Remember that line? That's about bor b'rishus harabim and chametz on Pesach. Right? So that's where that comes up in Pesachim and Baba Kama. But he's quoting it al derech drush. Two things, not in the rishus of a person, but they have to be. V'tzrich l'kapara, and we have to do what we can to control what's in our mind and what's in our heart. Ve'elu hein machshavas avodah zara uminus shebelev ha'adam v'hirhuri avera shehainayim shemekoren b'moach misham shemisasa lehem. What's in our mind, which, you know, is in our eyes, are connected to our mind. Our mind decides what we look at, and in our heart. Vatara is hira al beiz elu. We have a special din. Don't go after your eyes, and don't go after your heart. So it says you need a lot of protection regarding the eyes. So again, the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen, is not going to put something over his eyes. He can't see, right? So above his eyes, that's the wrapped around and around and around, talking about protection of the eyes, which starts from the mind, what we look at. And also, Lofiha, Chazira Torah Sakohanim, that's where the Kohanim are warned, Umehem Yomadu Kol Beis Yisrael, and all Beis Yisrael will learn from them, Shiyu Osim Mishmeres Lemishmeres. These two require protection. Falasos lafifa al gabi lafifa lamoach. That's the mind. Makari naim. Vikarach al gabi lalev. As we know, the belt, the avne, was not worn, what we call the belt, worn by the loins, by the hips. It was worn much higher. Right? Somewhere, but like by the stomach area, by the heart area. Right? It can't be, the Gemara says it can't be too high that it's by the underarms, because that's a sweaty area, and it can't be lower down by the hips, because that's a sweaty area. It has to be in the middle. In the middle, much higher up. So that's where the heart is. That's the Avnet. So it says the Azayim LaTorah, fascinating, that's why the two parts of the two kalim, the two begadim that are wrapped around and around, symbolizing protection and protection, is by the mind and the eyes and by the heart. Okay. One final thought on the Parsha, and then maybe we'll have one thought on Parsha Zachar related to the Parsha. There is another Meshech Chachma, second Meshech Chachma of the week towards the end. Towards the end, Parachav Tes, this is the Avoda that was done for the Chanukah of the Mishkan. After the Avoda is done, Moshe Rabbeinu does the whole Avoda, inaugurating Olas Tamid L'Doro Sechem, as the Pasuk says. It is an Ola, right? There's the Ayil and the two Kfasim. Olas Tamid L'Doro Sechem, Pesach HaMoed Lefnei Hashem, Asher Ivoi Lochem Shama, right? That I will, this is what Rav Soloveitchik was talking about before, that I will be Mevite, I will meet you there, Ladaber Ito Sham. Right? What's the there? Where's the there? So Rashi quotes Tudeus. Rashi quotes, where is Hashem saying that he's going to talk to us from? Yesh Me'er Abbasidu, the Meshech Chachma quotes the Rashi. Yesh Me'er Abbasidu Lomdim Mikan, some learn from this pasuk that after he says the Ola is talking about the Mizbeach. Right? So where's Hashem going to talk to us from? Where is going to be the meeting place? Hashem's voice, Kaviyachol, will come out from the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, from the outer Mizbeach. And some say no, from the inner, from on top of the kaporis by the aron. And then the pasuk that says here, Ashikan is not talking about the Mizbeach, even though we're talking about the Avodah El Al Ohel Moed in Iskaba Parsha. Machlokes, where does the voice come out of? Does it come out of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaDechoshes, or from the Aron? Okay, Machlokes, detail Machlokes. Says the Meshech Chachma, maybe, you see how this great mind thinks, maybe this is a parallel Machlokes to the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, where the Gemara talks about what has a higher level of Kedusha, a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash. Right, a makam of Torah or a makam of Tefillah. Yitachain. This is the second Yitachain, I think, that we're having in the Meshech Chachma this week. If you remember back in source number three, we had a Yitachain also of the Meshech Chachma. Yitachain. Depligi baha depligi b'shub ben Levi Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokes amoraim from the fourth parak of Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin. In Beis HaKnesses, osin Beis HaMedrash, or Beis HaMedrash, osin Beis HaKnesses. What are you allowed to switch in terms of, making one into the other? Beis HaKnesses is a makam of tefillah, or Beis HaMedrash is a makam of Torah. What is Bayis HaGadol referring to in the pasuk? Right, that's the machlokas. Bayis HaGadol ze adash magadlin bo Torah, ze amar shemagadlin bo tefillah. Which one? Lamanda amar tefillah adifa. The one who says tefillah Beis HaKnesses, that's the symbol of that is the mizbeach. Mizbeach the avoda. Hanachoshes makam avoda adifa. That's the Aron, that's the Luchos, that's the Makam Shemunach Boha Eidus Valuchos HaTorah Adifa. So says the Meshech Chachma, maybe this 2 days in Rashi is not just 2 technical days where the voice is coming from, but maybe a Yesod about Torah and Tefillah, Makam Beis HaKnesses or Makam Beis HaMedrash. Okay, let's end off with a Sari Alafim, as he always asks, 3 or 4 questions and then 1 Yesod to answer. So the question number 1 pointed out is, we know Moshe, as we started off this year, Lo Hizkir Moshe Bezaseh, the Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in Tetzaveh, Mashekin, Bakal HaChumish, all of Sefer Shmos, Vayikra Bebidra Hazit, Shemishash Nolan Moshe, Ein Seder Shlo Huzkar Ba, except Dvarim. Remember, Dvarim, Moshe's talking. Why isn't Moshe mentioned here? We know, Balaturim, he said Machinina Misifracha, but why Dafka Tetzaveh? And Dafka, not just Tetzaveh, right at the beginning, it's alluded to in the first, Va'ata Tetzaveh, by the Shemen, by the Nerus. By the Nerus, that's where it's Dafka missing. HaRishahaisa Kavana Lahakzer Shmoshal Moshe, Beparsha Shemen HaMenorah. Question 1, why is Moshe missing Dafka by the Shemen? Number 1. Number 2. And what does Moshe say, right, what the Balaturim said? Vim'ayin, if you don't forgive them, mecheni na misifrecha asher kasafta. Erase me, mecheni na misifrecha from the sefer that you wrote. V'sricham lahavin. V'chizui aderech la'ayim al Hashem Yisbarach. First of all, is that a threat? What does that mean? Hashem, that's it. Take me out. V'od kasha, l'chara havi l'lemeimar, mecheni shmi misifrecha. What do you mean erase me? Erase my name, it should say. Mecheni, Moshe's not in the Torah. His name is written. Sheifshar limchos adam me al sefer ki im shemo. Can't erase a person. He can erase a name. Next question. But parshas Amalek, this week's parsha, we're going to name parshas Zachar. Remember, es asher asal chamalek, but derech b'dezim Mitzrayim. Timche es zecher Amalek. Right. First of all, I skipped a question. Remember what Amalek did to you, but derech b'dezim Mitzrayim. We know when Amalek attacked us. Just say, remember what Amalek did to you. What do we have to have that? Remember when he went out of Mitzrayim, as if Mitzrayim had something to do with it. Also, remember Zecher Amalek. What's Zecher? Remember Amalek. The Zecher of Amalek? Right. More and more questions, as he always does. Hamen menat Raminai, the Gemara in Chulun Kuf Lamites, much discussed this time of year. Hamena eit hazeh shetzivisich alavito achol mimenu, did you eat from the tree? And all the Mefarshim may ask, ma hakesher between the Haman story, the Purim story, and the Eitz Hadas, what is the connection between all of these? So, to answer all of these questions, he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei. Ner Hashem, source 12, now turning over. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam, hibshal akasav nishmas Adam l'ner Hashem. Our neshama is like a candle. Inside of us is burning the candle of Hashem. V'nir levayr. This is the Gemara in Shabbos that we spoke about earlier. Ner ha'im soy shal menorah nikra ner ma'ravi ayadolik tamid b'neis. The candle of the menorah, the one of the candles of the menorah, never went out. Jizner zehaya edus l'chol b'ayolam sheshchina shor b'Yisrael. And this is edus that Hashem shchina is always there. V'ef shalomar sheshner zehu nikra ner Hashem. That's the ner Hashem, symbolizing that there's a ner inside each and every Jew that never goes out. The ner on the menorah goes out. The ner in the neshama of every Jew. Even if a Jew sins and is so far away from Hashem, there's a light in there, you just got to cover it up, but it's still burning. And that's the Eidah, Shashkina Shora be Yisrael, not just Shkina Shora in the Mishkan, but the Shkina Shora in Klal Yisrael. Every Jew has to be Mishazik in every Matzah that he is, even if he feels far away, he should know Hashem. He could come back. He has that light lit. That's the ner. Amalek, line 41, who Amalek wanted to say, no, your candle is out. Your candle vertel asir et mabateinu minitzchias ner Hashem. No, don't look at the candle. Don't think you could come back. No, he wants us to look at Latoz l'stakel achasrona. Look where you came from. Look where you are. You think you could get out of that? Shenafanu l'shafal madregos. Look at magabaseinu, magamaso lachlis b'libeinu yeyush. No, give up. Remember what he did to you. Betseischem Mitzrayim. Well, he wanted us to think about Mitzrayim. Look how low you are. Look how low you got. You think you're coming out of there? You think it's so easy? Memtashari tuma. No, he was trying to get us to focus on the past. On the lowliness. We were trying to look forward. But he was telling us to look back. Look back. Don't think about getting the Torah. Think about where you're coming from. And that's why we have to be Timcha es Zecher. Zecher. Amalek wants us to remember, not to look forward. The zecher, the memory that Amalek was trying to remember, blot that out, the zecher of Amalek, that he wants us just to think about the past. Says the, maybe that was what the Nachash was doing with Adam also. Acher shechata Adam beitz hadas. There were two options after the chait. Number one, achas lasim abato on Hashem, to say, okay, I sinned, but I can look forward. I still have an air inside of me. I'm Yitzir Kapav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could go forward. Or I could just say, look what I've done. How long? It took me an hour to sin. I was just created. And that's the Eicha. The Eicha is the Eiza Derech. Where are you going? Which path are you taking? So the Nachash wanted to tell us, just give up. Right, focus on where you came from. Who said you're so low? Who said you're naked? Who said you sinned? But who said you're going to fall? Hamina eitzazeh. Why do you feel arum? You have a nair inside of you. Hashem wanted to give chizik to Adam and Chava, and the Nachash was pulling them down. But that's exactly what Haman also, turning the page, what Haman wanted to do. Haman was the shorish of the klipa of Amalek, and he wanted to say that we're not gonna go, there's no Beis HaMikdash, and you sinned, and you lost it, and there's Churban, and our avod is to look ahead, and our avod is to focus on the Ner Hashem that's inside of us, that Moshe Rabbeinu always believed in, and that we believe in. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Moshe says one more. He says, Ulfize Navin. He says that on line 25, when Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu at Chet HaEgel, "Va'yichar pi b'ayim v'achalim," let me destroy them. Moshe says, "No, no, no, you can't." Hari katak katata besifrecha ner Hashem nishmas Adam. What about the candle of every Jew? Afilu yechtu v'yerdu plaim lo'olam lo'yichba neiram. Their candle is never gonna go out. Right? Dafka in the parsha of the candle. That's where Moshe's name is missing. Because he's saying Hashem, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, and after Chet HaEgel, for sure. And he says that here, there are drush on the top left. Vim Ayin, if you don't carry the sin, Mecheni Na, Tzorach Atolim Chos Es Nun Yud Meche Nun Yud Ches Aleph Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Misifcha Asher Kasavta. So you have to erase that, because if you don't think that they can do tshuva, you have to erase that candle. And one final point, he says. We know that he says the seven candles are connected, the seven shepherds, the seven roem, the seven ushpizen, Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David, according to that order. And that means Moshe is the middle one. No, Moshe is the Ner HaEmsoi that never goes out. And therefore, Moshe is Nitzchius, and Moshe is the one that tells Hashem that, no, it doesn't matter what they've done, they could do tshuva, and that's what we think about Purim time. We have to be a Timcha, the Zecher of Amalek. Amalek always tells us to remember where we came from, the lowliness. No. We have to look forward. We always have to say we have much more to do, and Klal Yisrael has much more to accomplish. We should be Zoche in these months of Geula to realize and feel and experience the Geula Shlema, in here, Adar and Nisan, in these wonderful months of Geula.